Hello there, human. Don't be frightened. I'm not here to hurt you. And besides, this is only a dream after all. Or perhaps, I suppose it could be a nightmare. But whatever you would like to call it, I have a little proposition for you. Who am I? Silly, you don't know? You really haven't put the pieces together by now. Well, you are a bit skeptical about this kind of stuff, aren't you? And who could blame you, honestly? I don't think anyone ever truly wants to believe that their house is haunted. Regardless, if you have not guessed, I am a demon. Don't be scared. It's not like I'm here to kill you or take your soul or something droll like that. No. No. I have something far more interesting planned. Okay, so, you see, I have been possessing that quaint little doll for quite some time now. You know, the one you and your wife bought at the garage sale a while back? Well, it certainly has charms, but I am ready to move on to bigger and better pastures, so to speak. And that is where you are going to come in. I'm going to need your help with this little project of mine. And I have been trying for the past months to possess that cute little wife of yours, but I have ran into a small roadblock. Please don't be like that. You two have had a rocky relationship even before I showed up, so listen to what I have to say before you get all judgmental. Yeah, the headaches, that was me. Guilty as charged. The thing is, it's so much easier to possess somebody when they're distraught. And well, physical pain is an effective tool for achieving that. Why would you help me possess your wife? That is a tricky one, but I think you'll soon come to realize it will be for the best. So, let's not sugarcoat the situation here. You and your wife haven't been in love for a long time, and it's painfully obvious. I imagine you wouldn't even be together if it weren't for the kids. You two are just both scared or stubborn to move on and be happy, so instead you're just stuck, making each other miserable. Please. You cannot honestly sit there and tell me that you love your wife. I've seen the way you two fight. It's practically a nightly occurrence at this point. Did you forget? My doll is sitting on the mantle directly opposite your bed. I've seen all the fights, all the arguments. I've watched every time you stormed off to sleep on the couch, and she's always such a bitch to you, always taking you for granted. You can never do enough to please her, and she's making you miserable, no matter how hard you try to make her happy. It's never enough, is it? She just doesn't have any respect for you anymore. And I know that deep down, you hate her, don't you? And don't even get me started on the sex. You two haven't fucked once since I got here. And no, that pathetic excuse for a hand job she gave you on your birthday doesn't count. I understand you want to tough it out until your kids are through high school and rather than put them through some nasty custody battle, but you see, what you don't realize is there is a third option. You can have that happy life you've been dreaming of and you don't have to divorce your wife. Let me take over. Let me be your new wife. Let me take over her body and trap her in that miserable little porcelain doll. Your kids won't even know the difference. I've seen how she behaves. I know how she acts around them. I can be just like her. Trust me. I'm an excellent actor. You demons. We're natural liars after all. And another thing you should know about us demons. We are insatiable. I would fuck you whenever you wanted to. No more jerking off in the bathroom so she doesn't know. Not to mention. I have no morals whatsoever. I would be down for whatever dirty things you wanted to try.
Huh? And the best part is, your wife is hot. Her body is perfect. But you can't have her anymore. If I was in control, you could fuck that sexy body of hers whenever you wanted. Just imagine what it would be like to fuck your sexy wife while her body was being controlled by the dirtiest, sluttiest porn star you could ever imagine. I could roleplay any fucked up scenarios you want. Hell, I would be willing to make them happen for real. What about that cute little 18-year-old babysitter that you have? I've seen the way you stare at her. I could help you seduce her. Don't you want to fuck that tight little athletic body of hers? Just use her like a little cum slut and train her and take your cock how much you like. We could take her to bed with us and ravage her. Imagine that. A threesome with your new wife and your kid's innocent little babysitter. And if she isn't willing to, then we could just kidnap her and have our way with her. Right? No morals, remember? Please. I've been around for centuries, little mortal. Not to mention I have magic. You really think I would be caught by your pathetic police? There wouldn't be any consequences. We could fulfill every fucked up fantasy you've ever had. Wouldn't that be fun? It really is. It's the best of both worlds. You get the happy, sexy, fun-filled life you want with your beautiful wife and your children. Your children don't have to go through an awful divorce. Yeah, I suppose there is that. What will happen to your poor innocent wife? Well, she'll be stuck in the doll. She'll be able to see us and hear us, but without any magic of her own, she won't be able to move or do anything like I can. She'll just be this little ornament we can keep on her shelf. A little memento to remember her by. And eventually her mind will fade away until she's just a plain old doll. But before that happens, we can have all kinds of nasty and dirty sex in front of her. Don't you want to make her watch and see what a real man you are? Don't you want to show her what she's been missing out on all these years? I can show her what that sexy body of hers is really capable of. I know you want it. I can see the hunger in your eyes. Just give in to me. Oh, it can be so good to be bad sometimes. That's it. Think about it. Think about all the freedom you would have. You could do whatever you wanted to. So what's your answer? Yay! That's it. I knew you'd come around. Okay, well, it's simple, really. You see, while I've been talking to you, I've also been playing around in your wife's dreams. I've been giving her the most awful nightmares imaginable. The poor thing. Oh my gosh, it almost makes me feel sorry for her. Her mind is so desperate to escape from the nightmares and the headaches. She would take whatever escape I offered her. Even if it happened to be in a quaint little porcelain doll. The only problem or thing in the way is that stupid little cross necklace she always wears. All you have to do is wake up and just take it off of her. Don't worry, she won't wake up. And just so you know, this is the only chance we'll ever have to do this. It's taken me years to gather this much power. I won't be able to do something like this for a long time, so. Are you ready? Well, let's wake you up then. I'll see you soon, husband. Oh. Good morning, my beautiful husband. I knew you would make the right choice. Oh, fuck. This feels so good. I haven't inhabited a real human body in so fucking long. What should we do first, my dear, sweet husband? Don't you want to fuck me? Don't you want to use this tight little pussy while your helpless wife is forced to watch right over there? I can already see that you got some morning wood. I wonder, were you having a sexy dream? Well, as your loving wife, it is my job to take care of you, isn't it? Take your boxers off. Look at that hard cock. I cannot believe that stupid bitch wife of yours hasn't taken advantage of it. Let's have a taste, shall we? Fuck, this cock tastes good. I haven't had a real dick in my mouth in centuries. I don't remember liking this sensation this much, though. Go ahead. You can fuck my face however you want. Just use this slutty little body like you've wanted for so long ago. I'm your new wife now, and you can use this gorgeous body however you want, whenever you want. Now fuck me. Use this whore mouth. Do you see that, you stupid cunt? This is what your mouth was made for. To be filled with cock and used like a toy. Fuck yeah, baby. Pull my hair. Use it to make me take this cock. Don't worry about hurting me. I'm a demon, remember? There's not much you could do that would hurt me. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Take out all your frustration on this mouth. Show your wife what you think of her. Oh, do you see how sloppy my mouth is? She would never let you do anything like that. Isn't that right, little prissy? You are too much of a stuck-up little cunt to ever show your husband a good time. And now, you get to see what your body was capable all this time. Watch, you stupid little bitch. Watch as I take your husband's cock in my hand and straddle him. I want you to see as I sit down on his hard cock, all covered in my saliva. As I take him inside and one go. There we go. Doesn't that feel good, hubby? How long has it been since you felt this pussy? Well, don't worry anymore. It's yours. It's all yours to do with as you please from now on. Let me ride you and show you what a real woman can do. Fuck. It's been too long. Too long since I've had a good hard fuck. I'm gonna bounce on this cock so fucking hard. Oh, I'm gonna ride you like she never could. I'll fuck myself so hard that I bruise my new pussy. Your pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love it. Oh, I love bouncing on this cock and hearing our thighs slap together. It's gonna make me fucking come already. That's a baby thrust up into me. Fuck. Fuck. Make this demon come on your cock. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Good. Oh, this is so much fun. Feeling mortal pleasure. Oh, and getting to torture and torment your wife. Oh, oh, she's gonna regret not taking care of you now, baby. You're gonna watch me fuck your husband in front of you every night, unable to even walk or look away. You're gonna sit there and watch as we bring home all kinds of strangers to fuck them too. Oh, fuck, it's so good. So good. Your husband. Oh, your husband is gonna fuck your babysitter, by the way. I know you were worried about him cheating on her with you. Well, he wasn't, you stupid bitch. Don't worry, he will soon. He's gonna take her and train her to be his new fucking cum slut. She'll be a little fleshlight, and he can fuck however he wants and just throw away when he gets bored of it. Because there will always be someone new to take her place, and I'm going to make sure of it. Oh, I know. Maybe we can invite your sister over for some fun. Oh, I've seen the way I fucked your husband when she came to visit. Mm-mm. Oh, can you imagine that? Your husband fucking your sister right in front of you. Oh, he can make her stand up and fuck her right in front of you. And you'll have the front row seat. Oh, should I pretend not to know? Should we let her think that she is cheating on you? What would be worse? Knowing that she is betraying you and cheating on you behind your back? Or would it be worse if I joined and fucked her too? A nice little incestuous threesome. Either way. Oh, I'm sure it will be delightful. Oh, fuck. Oh, wouldn't it be fun to watch him pump her full of cum? Oh, speaking of which. Oh, I think he's getting close. Oh, do you want to see what his face looks like when he comes inside your possessed little pussy? Oh, I bet he always wished he would fuck him like this. Hard and fast and talking like a dirty little slut. I bet he's gonna come even harder than he has before. Fuck me, baby. That's it. I'll grab my hips and slam me down onto your cock. I want you to fill my womb up with your hot cum. I want to be overflowing with your seed. I want you to give me a baby. Oh, wouldn't that be so much fun? I'll make your stupid wife watch as we raise a child in front of her. A nice, nice little demon child we can raise together. Oh, I've always wanted a demon baby go and wreak havoc on the world for me. Oh, that just warms my cold little heart. And after the first one, we can have plenty more kids if you want, baby. I don't fucking care. We can ship them off to the orphanage as soon as they pop up. Little demon children to torment the unsuspecting families that adopt them. You can just breed your wife's hot little body over and over again. Oh, you can keep me pregnant. Keep me pregnant all the time and play with my big milky titties. Oh, I bet she never let you suck on them when she was lactating, that stupid cunt. Oh, you can fuck me while you drink from them if you want to. Oh, whatever you want, baby, just give me your cum. Just give me an air and breathe my pussy, and I'm gonna come too. Come with me, please, baby. That's it. That's it. Oh, found this dirty little cunt. Oh, put me full of your hollowed fat. Oh, come inside this pussy. Oh, shoot that baby into me. Oh, yeah. I can feel the power flowing into my womb. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. That was great. That was better than any sex I remember. Thank you so much, my sweet husband. I can't wait for us to start our lovely new life together. This child you gave me is going to rule the world someday. Let's say goodbye to your old wifey for now. Gotta go wake up the other kids for school. Oh, and afterwards, baby, I'm gonna need your help with a few errands. There's some previous owners of that doll that I would very much like to pay a visit to. Don't worry, we won't be caught. Besides, I will need to torture them for a while before we get rid of them.